Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not too late to make someone's holiday season a special one. Start now as an Amazon Delivery Station warehouse associate to earn some extra money for the holidays. You'd help bring joy to thousands near you by preparing packages and loading them up for their final delivery. With night and early morning shifts available through the new year, you'd also have the flexibility to spend time with your loved ones. To start as a Delivery Station associate, go to amazon.com/holidaywork. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the Cosmology and Science podcast, and today we're going to talk about one of the most foundational elements of the cosmology of today and of the theory of the expanding universe. So this is going to be a little bit technical, but it is about the redshift of the distant galaxies, and then trying a little bit better to understand how this is the basis for the current cosmology model. And also some reflections around the nature of these observations and kind of the elements of the observations in itself. This is partly inspired by reading the Relativity book from Albert Einstein in 1916, where he's trying to explain the special and the general theory of relativity to the general public. And this discovery in reading that about the redshift that is for the gravitational kind of as an effect of gravity instead of being the more common known redshift of the Doppler effect, like when a sound is coming towards you, like an ambulance is coming towards you, and then when it goes away from you, the sound waves are kind of, they would be either squished together or they would drawn apart, and the same effect with light as well. So there is something about the whole, like the premise of the expanding universe is based on this one thing about the distant galaxies and the redshifts. But then increasingly there are observations that makes this a little bit questionable, if this is a full explanation of what we're seeing, or maybe having some doubts about what we really know about what we are observing. So in some sense, when you see galaxies that are, for example, up to 13 billion years light years away, or when you see galaxies that are 46 billion light years away, and the universe is then 13.7 billion light years old. There are many theories about why this is, and kind of you have this hyperinflation that the whole universe suddenly then expanded much faster than light, and you stretch out the light waves. But there is something about trying to think about how, what we are really seeing. So in one sense, you can think of like on a bigger scale. So the galaxies are in clusters, and then they're in superclusters, and then they're also in these filaments, which looks a little bit like the structure of the brain cells, like this stretched out kind of thin threads, which is, and then enormous gaps of nothingness in between. So this is the overall structure. And there's something about trying to understand like what we're really seeing at a far distance when we look up at the sky. If you're inside one filament and we're looking across these huge gaps and into another filament, if the light and what we're seeing is really, like, to what degree the light is being distorted by different effects on that enormous journey through space and through time. And I was slightly reminded yesterday, like, how much light can be distorted. Just if you are if you're on the beach and you go into the water, you look down at the seabed, only like at 30 centimeters. What you see from the bottom is hugely distorted by just the water in itself that will kind of break the light waves. And then also by streams in the water. And then also how the nature of the surface of the water, all these things are distorting what you're seeing. So there's something about, so we're going to look more into this in the coming weeks to try to better understand how to relate to what we are observing in the night sky, especially at huge distances. And then also looking at more of the fundamentals of different cosmologies as well. And to see if there are new things to be discovered, which is it probably should be. There's also an overall sense of us not having the enough amount of observation and knowledge about the universe to perhaps make a full model of the cosmos. We might not be there yet. It's important or helpful to remember that 100 years ago only, it was thought that all there was the Milky Way. Even the Andromeda galaxy was seen as just like a nebula, like the birth of some stars within the Milky Way. Now we know there are hundreds of billions of galaxies outside the Milky Way. And it's also established that what we see might be a small part or a big part of the total size of the universe. So it's hard to make a comprehensive model of the universe as we're still at such an incredible early stage of observing and discovering things in the cosmos, which makes it an incredibly fertile ground for new discovery and new thoughts and new theories. And just the joy of exploration in itself. So that's going to be a little bit of the focus in the coming weeks and months. We also got a great new book yesterday, and we are reading that, and we're also in contact with the author. So that's another kind of project to understand better, especially some of the aspects of the redshift, since this is such a crucial part of the whole foundation of the current model of the expanding universe, so that at least that part of it. And it seems like it's a young field in many ways, and there are so many unknowns and so many hypotheses that it's still a field that could be full of exciting discovery and exploration again. So that's a bit of the major thing that we have discovered the last couple of weeks. So that's a bit more like reflection in this episode, but we'll get back to more specifics from in the future episodes. So for now, just want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our supporters especially, and also all of our listeners, and hope you're having a great day and a good cup of coffee, maybe. And thank you so much for listening, and see you again next time.
Understanding your immune system and the complex work happening inside you every day will forever change the way you think about your body. This is the epic story of Immune, a journey into the mysterious system that keeps you alive, a new book by Philip Detmer, founder of the popular YouTube channel Kurzgesagt. Filled with illustrations and information you didn't get in science class, Immune is available wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.